Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Identifying.
Come on, one.
Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to this week's Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. And you know the show? It's been brought to you by our exclusive partners at Podcast One Sportsnet, betonline.ag. Whether it's NBA, college basketball, NHL, UFC, golf, or even here, Project Action, you name the sport, betonline.ag has you covered. And you know what? Use that promo code PODCAST1. They're going to give you a 50% sign-up bonus, betonline.ag. Yes, and thank you for tuning in to Project Action on Podcast One. I am Jim Beaver. I'm your host here, just like I have been for 100-plus episodes. You're not getting rid of me that easily. But yeah, we got a good friend of mine today, Jim Riley. I actually produce his podcast, but he's a professional off-road racer. Now he's turned into Spartan Racing, and he is one of the top-ranked Spartan racers in the entire world. And so it's going to be fun to catch up with him. Him and I have shared sponsors in the past, been friends for a better part of a decade. You know, he's kind of in a transition period, you know, in his career, moving from auto racing to I guess, what would you call it, endurance racing? I don't know, Spartan racing, extreme racing. But it's going to be kind of interesting to catch up with him and see what he's up to. And also does some motivational speaking. And like I said before, he's got, you know, he's got his own podcast and, you know, just going to be fun to catch up with him. We're never short on talk. So, yeah, I am actually heading out to the Mint 400 as soon as we get done dropping this episode. So if you want to, if you're making your way to Vegas, if you're a listener from the Vegas area, make sure to make your way out to the Mint 400. You know, check me out. I'll be doing a live recording at the Polaris Razor booth on Friday with a bunch of celebrities and guests and influencers and race car drivers. And then also Thursday and Friday, it's up on my social media, but I'll be doing some autograph signings with Vision Wheel with these new posters. I guess they printed up like 2,000 posters from me, for me. So I don't know, hand may fall off by the end of this autograph signings, but should be a good time. So definitely come by, say hey. You can follow all my shenanigans along during the race weekend this weekend at JimBeaver15. That's the easiest way to do it. Before we get into this interview, man, definitely go and subscribe to Project Action right there on iTunes. I also have another show called the Down and Dirty Radio Show. It's motorsports only. You can subscribe to that as well. But please leave a rating or review as well. If you leave a rating or review, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review. And when I see it, I will follow you back on social media. And like I said, once again, social media, it is at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. So we're going to jump right into this interview with my good friend Jim Riley. But before we do that, got to tell you about a couple of our amazing partners here in Project Action on Podcast One. And you know what? This is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you. But please stay with me and just 15 minutes, that's you listening right now, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. This company's been offering great rates, great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company's name, it's Geico. Go to geico.com today, and sorry for all these numbers I'm throwing at you, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, I am out. And, you know, we've had another partner that's been with us since almost day one. Almost day one. I think it was day two, actually. Seriously, no joke, day two. Our good friends over there at TrueCar, you know, and in 60 seconds, that's exactly how long this commercial lasts. And you know what else you can do in just about a minute? Well, you can get an offer on your car with TrueCar. That's right. And the amount of time it takes you to floss your teeth, do you do that every day? I do it a few times a week. I don't know. I'd love to hear from you if you are a daily flosser. But anyways, digress, right? We probably ought to get back to this commercial. Yeah. Pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice. You can get a True Cash offer. Best of all, you can do it with your smartphone or at home. Just go to True Car, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how all your details pop right up. Answer a few questions, and you get an accurate True Cash offer from a True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in, and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions, get the answers you need, and there's no surprises. Then you'll simply leave with a check in your hand or trade in your car for a brand new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. And you know, the end of February continues on, beginning of March, with a ton of action in the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL, with teams now putting themselves in a position for the second half of the season and March Madness coming right up. Every game is that much more important. I've been saying for months now, there's only one place that has it all, the early lines and all the action, and that is betonline.ag. You can sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use their promo code podcast1, and when you make your first deposit, you'll get a 50% sign-up bonus. Yes, I just said free money. 50% sign-up bonus. NHL, we got Tampa, New York, Winnipeg, and Calgary. They're sitting at the top of their divisions. My hometown, Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona, in the house, right? They're kind of right on the bubble of making the playoffs. And, everybody's wondering if Vegas can repeat its magic from last year. Well, Toronto, Nashville, they're staying pretty close, too. Well, you know what? Use your mobile device. You can sign up at betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1. Get that 50% sign-up bonus. You can also try in-game live betting for all the fun and action. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And with that, we're going to roll right into this interview with my good friend, Jim Riley. All right, I'd like to welcome my guest this week, my good friend and brother Jim Riley. How I say brother Jim Riley, I don't know, that came out kind of funny, but how's everything going, man?
I think you just missed me, that's why.
Yeah, I do. It's been a while. Well, because you're kind of I don't want to say half retired. You're kind of only half racing right now, we see each other about once a month. So now it's just text and email and phone calls, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm holed up in my house over here. I got my little studio to produce my show. The answer is yes, and raising some kids and trying to stay busy with work. So sorry I haven't seen you for a while, but it's good hearing your voice.
Yeah, you too. It's funny about this whole podcasting thing. I know I'm trying to think. You're right close to a year, right? I mean, we got to be. I should know because we just put together your podcast last night, and episode like 40 something, right?
Well, with the Baja Sessions, we're more like 87, I believe, is where we're at with the Baja Sessions show. So thanks, by the way. You're doing a great job producing my show for me. Well-received. We're getting on 11,000 downloads now.
That's crazy. You know, and I think people, and you and I are going to bounce all over for the next 30 minutes. But I think people, like with podcasts, they immediately think, they hear these crazy Joe Rogan numbers and Adam Carolla numbers, millions of downloads and stuff like that. And I think people coming in, like, I think your first couple of shows are a bit humbling, right? I mean, and it's like to me, there's, the first show, you're going to get 10, 15 people tune in. Maybe if you got a good social following, 30 or 40. And I think people go, I got 5,000 friends on Facebook. That doesn't mean they're all going to listen, but it's like there's these little milestones, like 100 listeners to an episode. Like, that's a big deal. And I think people see these massive numbers, but I don't think they know how hard it is to podcast.
Yeah, I want to say it was you that gave me the statistic maybe over a year ago that the average show gets 50 or less downloads, and a good show gets around 100. So I was pretty happy with our early numbers. And most shows, I know I read this, don't make it past 6 to 8 episodes. So I was really pushing hard to make sure I got past that. But, yeah, we're in the 80s now.
Yeah. Well, and I know I'm kind of fortunate, because I know your shows just as well as I know my shows, but one thing I've liked about yours, and I think people going into it, with your background, and obviously, you've got friends in action sports and now in the fitness world and Spartan racing. But I think a lot of people going in thought you were going to have like an off-road podcast and you'd just be interviewing guys like Cameron Steele and Ryan Arciero and myself and, just people around the off-road industry. And you kind of were like, no, we're going to, I know you've had a little bit like with Baja Sessions, there's some crossover, but I think by and large, man, I think it was completely caught everybody off guard because you did something completely different. And I think that's what makes it so rad.
Well, Well, I did this video with Mad Media, Matt Martelli, several years ago. It was the build on my R8 spec truck with Greg Fouts. And the intro of the video, he's interviewing me. I'm like, yeah, you know, by day I'm wearing my suit and tie, and on the weekends I'm racing this truck, you know. And I think a lot of people forget that about me because they only see me at the races. But, you know, Cameron used to call me Suit because every time he saw me off work, I was wearing a suit, you know, or off the racetrack, I mean, I was wearing a suit. So, you know, I've got a big business background, a lot of years across the country, some around the world. And what I'm doing is leveraging all those years and people I've met, working with guys like David Meltzer, Sportswear Marketing out here in California, and just getting some great guests to hopefully improve the lives of others. And by the way, I also told you I'm not going to do an off-road show, so there's no way I was going to do that.
Yeah, well, truth be told, I mean, I don't know. I enjoy what you're doing, and, you know, I think the rad thing, and I know we've kind of got in, you know, because I've had you on my shows countless times now, you know, kind of your background and, you know, your life story and stuff like that. But I think now when you've got your own show, like, people are getting to know more about you because they always, you know, you were a Zunia Jim for the longest time. You know, you were the guy that off-road raced with a tequila company, you know, and now it's like people are like, oh, wow. Like, you know, and I know even I didn't realize you did TV and, you know, like, you know, cooking type stuff and managed bar and restaurants and, you know, your brother, you know, works for In-N-Out and, you know, it's like, you know, like, I mean, I've learned all this stuff and I'm like, wow, man, like, you know, like you said, there's a whole lot more to you than what I think a lot of people that, you know, see at the races, you know about.
Well, I think that's a good reminder for us all, you know, people that listen to your show that are at the races, that there's a lot to everybody around the track and you can stand to learn a lot by asking a few questions and getting to know one another. I know I always try to do that or at least try to be the nice guy. And I think it's a fascinating world that we live and operate in with these races. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people hit you up to do a podcast or talk about they want to do a podcast. And I would encourage anybody that's got the desire to get out there and do a podcast and create something with it. It's not expensive, and there's a lot of opportunity that comes with it.
Yeah, it's not expensive going in, and then you get caught in like I don't want to say downward spiral, but you can spend a lot of money in a hurry podcasting if you want to. But no, I agree. I've had a lot of people, and I know there's a few kind of off-road centric, you know, or you know, off-roadish dirt culture type shows, and all of them have kind of reached out to me before and said, "Hey, do you feel like I'll be stepping on your toes? Like, I don't want to compete." I'm like, "No, man. Like, doors open, wide open." I'm like, "And I'll even give you advice, you know? Like, you know, it's I'm not going to give you my contacts or anything, but I'll tell you what not to do just because, you know, I think it's good. You know, it's, you know, the more media, the better, regardless of whether we're talking off-road or we're talking, you know, regular stick and ball sports or Spartan racing or whatever. You know, I think it's good. It's healthy for the industry. And, you know, and I think, you know, and everybody's got their different, you know, their different viewpoints and different takes and things. And I think that's what's great about podcasting because you can listen to two different guys on the same subject and it's going to be a complete different show, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm having a great time with it. I interviewed a guy yesterday that is a 9/11 survivor, and he told his story about being in the towers and, you know, the whole, how the day went down and everything. So, his name is David Greenberg. So look out for that show. But I'm just, you know, I get to meet and talk to so many fascinating people. I'm loving it.
You know, and I'm kind of looking forward to hearing that, you know, and it's interesting, you know, hearing these people, you know, that survived 9/11 that were actually there, you know what I mean, in the buildings and things like that. I actually went to college with a kid who, you remember the Columbine shooting in Colorado. He was actually in school that day when the shooting happened, you know, and like listening to them talk about it after the fact and things like that, man. I mean, it's really, really humbling hearing those stories. And I know just today I was listening to I was driving in my truck and everybody that listens to this show knows I like pro wrestling. I'm the guy that never grew up at 38 and still watches pro wrestling. Now my daughter watches pro wrestling. So, but I listen to this pro wrestling show, and it's probably one of the best in the country. They actually have all these celebrities come on and things like that, you know? And, there was this guy that called in today and he was 37 and, 2 days ago he was diagnosed with terminal cancer and, he called into the show and he's a daily listener to it. And, you know, and like literally the two guys we're talking about, one's a former pro wrestler that's, you know, Hall of Famer, and then this other guy, and, you know, they're crying. I'm listening in my truck crying going down the, you know, down the road and stuff like that, you know, but it's stuff like that where you hear those stories and things like that that just make you realize how, you know, how small we are in the big scheme of things, but yet how, you know, how precious every single minute is, you know?
Yeah, well, and I also like to say, let's not forget some of the things that's happened, you know, in our culture and history. They're important to remember and important to learn off of, and that's really kind of my takeaway on those things too.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's going on with you, Jim? I know, obviously, I saw the Rippin' Rooster up for sale. I know that one. You told me it was coming. I saw it was listed for sale. I got to tell you, that was. If I had 20K sitting around, that thing would be sitting in my garage. I can promise you that.
Well, Jim, I'll tell you, you know, just I think you learn in motorsports. There comes a time and a place with your vehicles. It's like, okay, I can move on from this and do and start a new project. And I've had such a great run with that car. We've won the Nora race twice in it, and we've had three epic stories after that printed in Hot Rod Magazine, Dirt Sports, and just about every other car magazine. I think it's time to move that car on to somebody else and let them enjoy it and continue the history. I don't want to sell it to anybody. I want to make sure that they respect, you know, what it represents from an off-road perspective, and hopefully they'll put it back out there on the track. I'm going to be working on a project that I committed to my wife for many years, and that's her 71 Ford F-150. Which is a 4x4. So, you know, there's always going to be something in the garage, and I know that she aspires to have that thing at Nora. So I want to fulfill her dreams and passions of getting that done and let somebody else enjoy the Rippin' Rooster.
Yeah, 71 F-150, man. That's got me excited. Now you're going to have, like, my dad and everybody's wheels turning because he's an old vintage Ford guy. Like, I'm already, like, this is – I know the way you do projects, so this one's got me excited just to – I have no idea what the theme is or what you're going for with it, but I know it's going to be rad.
Well – you learn a little bit along the way on how to make these things work and the components that you want in them. And when I got married, I asked my wife, I said, you know, what's the one thing you want to do in life? You know, where do you want to travel? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And she says, honey, I just want to rebuild my truck from high school. And that's this truck. So I need to deliver on that promise. I've been dragging my heels, and it's time to get after it now.
Yeah. So, I mean, bring us up on the latest with you. You and I talk quite a bit, but I don't even know. Obviously, we'll talk Baja United in a minute, but I want to talk some Spartan Racing because I know in the past we've always had you on. We've talked racing and stuff like that, and you and I can go down that rabbit hole of race cars all day long. But, yeah, I want to know a little bit more because I know this whole Spartan Racing thing, I mean, it's taken you, you know, just kind of by storm, man. And I know we were talking the other day. I did a, you know, hike, and I felt really pumped on it, you know, and I mean, how has your lifestyle changed? Because I know going back a couple of years, like you'd made a call like, hey, I'm going to start working out and doing, and not to say you were like bad, completely out of shape, you know, like 300-pound dude walking around. But you know what I mean? You obviously, I mean, you put your head to things and I mean, you've kind of completely changed your lifestyle with this whole Spartan Racing and everything else. I mean, kind of take us through this process, Jim.
Yeah, and first of all, anybody that's even considering doing a Spartan obstacle course race, I highly encourage it. It's a great organization. They're very supportive of they want to get a million people off the couch this year. I think you had 850,000, something like that, last year that signed up and came out and raced. It's a great organization, and it's set up for everybody, and that's what I love about it. Just like off-road cars, you know, you can be the average Joe and go out there and race in a circuit, or you can be the professional and race in their circuit. I'm in the middle with them, so I race the competitive series around the country. They call it a national series, and it leads into a championship that happens in Lake Tahoe at the end of the year. So these are athletes. These are people that this is what they do, and they train hard to compete, and you're going to go out there and get your butt kicked. And I had a lot of success in the open class. I managed to get several podiums or first-place finishes, second place, and decided to go competitive in 2018. I wound up having four firsts. I think I had five seconds and three thirds or something like that. Had a really good year. Wound up pulling second place in the world championships for their ultra distance, which is 30 miles. That was in Lake Tahoe. And came off of that. It was November, early November, and went to Laughlin, raced Laughlin, and won my group on the Sunday, and I got a call later that night to be on a pro team that was going to Iceland for a 24-hour endurance ultra race with Spartan. And, you know, when people make the call, I have a hard time saying no, hence my show called The Answer is Yes. And so I said yes to these guys. They paid my way, and I flew to Iceland to do the 24-hour Spartan race. I wound up pulling third place over there in the world for men over 50 running that race. And I did 43 miles and 180 obstacles in 24 hours. So it's quite the deal.
Dude, that is crazy. I mean, how do you prepare for a 24-hour race, Jim? I mean, like, to me, that's – I mean, even in the – I'm trying to think back, and I think the most time I've ever spent in an off-road truck at one point in time is, like, 18 hours at the Baja 500. I mean, how do you prepare? But, you know, that's we're sitting down, you know, and then you're in and out of the truck. You get some breathers, you know, because, you know, you've had downtime at that point. Like, how do you prepare for a 24-hour Spartan race?
Well, I will tell you, my trainer was pissed because – I just finished the world championships, and I was not geared up to go race. I raced Laughlin just kind of as a taper down for the season, something to do. And then the Iceland race was not on my schedule. And that's the thing about your body. You really have to prepare in advance to taper up and taper down for these distances. So he was upset that I even said yes. His first response was, can't you do it next year? I'm like, well, they invited me this year. you can't necessarily plan for the lack of sleep because you need to train hard and you need to be healthy, and staying up for 24 hours isn't the healthy thing to do leading up to a race. But I was running 70 miles a week. And when I say running, I'm doing trails. I'm not running necessarily the track or the streets. I'm running trails in the mountains near me. So I'm getting elevation and difficult surfaces. So preparing that way is a big, you know, big thing. Nutrition is critical. I spent a month trying different types of nutrition for during a race, getting ready for Tahoe, you know, what I was going to eat, when I was going to eat it, how often I was going to eat it, you know, what proteins and sugars and different things affected me throughout the period of time. So I was pretty geared up nutrition-wise for Iceland. And then to really answer your question on the 24 hours, you've got so much adrenaline pumping through you and that competitive spirit that some of us have, or hopefully a lot of us have, just the drive to keep going is really what keeps you alive. But yeah, I crashed pretty hard the next day, obviously, after doing 24 hours of racing and 43 miles of running. So that's when it becomes mental.
Yeah. You know, there's comes a point where you've got to push through, and I bet you crashed after that, right? I mean, is that one of those where, you know, you think you're going into a coma or something?
Well, you know, it wasn't quite that bad. I went to this place called the Blue Lagoon there in Iceland, which is like a health spa, and it kind of tapered down a little bit. And then I hopped on the plane, and I slept most of the way home. So, you know, caught up on my sleep. By the time I got back home, I was almost back to normal. Legs were good and tired for a week, though, I'll give you that.
Yeah, so when something like that happens, you know, and you go and you have that crazy, I mean, where you've pushed your body to the limit, and then like you said, okay, so you sleep all the way home, and then you get back. I mean, and you're kind of a little bit re-energized, right? I mean, how does the training, because you don't go back into hardcore training immediately, but you do continue, you don't take time off from training, do you? I mean, is it something where you go back and you just kind of lightly, you know, get back into things? I mean, you're not training super hard. Do you just, because you've got to give your body some kind of a break, right?
Yeah, you definitely got to give your body a break. And then psychologically, and I've learned a lot about this, your body kind of shuts down during the heavy winter months, like December, January. And that's why if you do any type of foot racing, most of the races aren't around the holidays or that time of year, because your body just physiologically shuts down. So when I got back from Iceland, yeah, I tapered down, but I didn't want to – God, I fought so hard to get the weight off to be at a competitive race weight. I didn't want to put it back on over the holidays. So I maintained probably a little bit higher level of fitness than what I should have. Or what most normal people would do, and it's really because I wanted to not have so far to climb back out of it, because the season was starting at the end of, at the beginning of February, and I wanted to be ready to go for a heavy, hard season in 2019.
Yeah, well, and I know this is something too with the whole Spartan Racing. You know, I know you haven't been doing it alone, right? Because Sam, you know, your wife, she's become at least. I know it started out and she was like full on, right? But I mean, she was climbing the ranks up to one of the top female, you know, in the world, right? Or at least in the country.
Well, yeah, and in the competitive set, she also had her share of first place finishes and podiums. You know, when we look at, and really she's the athlete of the family, when we look at her time in the world championships for the competitive series, she was only 13 minutes out of first place for the pros. So we committed actually last week that she's going to run the competitive series chasing the national title this year and only run that, no casual races like we did last year. And then our hopes is in 2020 is that she'll chase it as a pro and jump into the elite series. And we're gonna sponsor GQ6 is working with her, which is my hydration company. True Nutrition is working with her, so we're getting the right people behind her so that she can achieve that. But we're excited about it. She's actually flying to Alabama next week on her own to go race, and then off to Seattle and Utah. And she got a full season, so I'm real proud of her. And she's worked hard. She's earned it. You know, it's kind of fun to watch her transform into this athlete.
Yeah, that's rad, you know. And I mean, so you know, obviously full slate of that this year, right?
Yeah, well, I don't even know if I told you, but Chino, which was the first race of the year, I raced on Saturday, and I got third place, which I was happy with. And then Sunday, I started the race, jumped a 6-foot wall and landed wrong on my knee. Turns out I have a contusion on my tibia and potentially a 3/4 tear on my ACL. So fortunately I still finished the race and wound up getting second place on Sunday. But I'm in rehab right now. So I've got 2 months of rehab on that knee and then I'll get back after it. But, I'll be able to pick up midway through the season, and hopefully make up some points once I get back.
Yeah. Well, you know, and what, I mean, God, I'm just looking at this, like, you know, and I watch because of you, like some of these, you know, I mean, they televise it, they've got live stream stuff like that. And I can't say like I'm a dedicated watcher, but I do, you know, when I'm passing through, like I'll stop and watch it, you know, when it's on, or I see something pop up on, you know, on Facebook or something like that. But, you know, I know you were one, you know, talking about the sponsorship side of things on the, you know, the race truck side of things, you were really good about, you know, marketing and sponsorship and delivering ROI and things like that. Now, as you've climbed this ladder in Spartan Racing, I mean, it's a whole complete different set and group of sponsors. But I mean, is this something where you're looking at it now going, hey, man, like I might be able to start bringing in, you know what I mean, some money to help offset my costs and some of this type of stuff?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, you know, with GQ6 and True Nutrition, some products that came to me early, they're kind of a crossover from off-road, but I showed these guys the numbers for Spartan and what's capable of happening out there. It is a televised series once you hit pro. They've got a great social media following. And the competitive segment of Spartan is fairly new. It's only 2 years old, but that is really probably one of their more aggressive arenas. You know, the pros are kind of over and done, and the competitive guys, because there are several age groups, really are going after it, and they're creating a lot of buzz. So my anticipation is that we'll get a little bit more limelight on the competitive group for me, and then Sam jumping into the elites in 2020. Definitely, there's opportunity there for the sponsors to garner some love out there. By the way, Yokohama Tires, you know, we've seen them in off-road for 7 years. They're a title sponsor for Spartan because that's the tire we flip. They've got a 400-pound tire that we've got to flip in the races. So there is a little crossover there with the off-road guys.
Yeah, well, and, you know, talk about the competitive side, you know, and I was just thinking, like, supplement companies and stuff like that, man. I mean, you know, you talked about having almost 1 million people show up at these events. You want to talk about on-site activations. Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, you know. So, and the thing for me, there's not a lot of athletes out there that know how to parlay sponsorships like we have in off-road because, as you know, we have to work really hard in off-road to convince sponsors that it's the right place and the right people. Whereas out here, it's a little bit simpler matrix in terms of here's the race, here's how many people show up. And by the way, that's a great spectator sport because they got stands and everything. Whereas, you know, off-road doesn't have that unless you're going to the Mint 400.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, obviously talking Spartan Racing, one of your other big projects. So we got a lot to catch up on, but do want to talk about, you know, some of the other projects you've got. I know you've jumped into doing some motivational speaking and life coaching and stuff like that. And it's kind of been rad. I know you told me, you know, you did the whole motivational speaking thing. It's kind of different, and I've kind of learned through you kind of how this process works and things like that, you know, and it's kind of one of those you got to get kind of name recognition before you start getting deals and things like that. But I think a lot, like you and I can sit here and talk for an hour, but getting up on stage and actually speaking where people engaged in are engaged in what you're saying, man, it's almost like doing stand-up comedy in a sense, as you've got to put in the time and the practice, you know?
Yeah, God, I hope it's not going to be comedy, that's for sure, and then I'll just have to suck it up. Well, you know, I've had employees working for me most of my career. I've spoke to a group of 1,000. I've been on Channel 13 News with a million viewers when I was up in Northern California. You know, you just treat it like anything else. And I'm a firm believer, if you know the content, you shouldn't be afraid to go up and talk about it in front of your audience, you know. And you've got to prepare. So, you know, preparation is really important and it's critical, but knowing your topic is equally important. And, you know, just get up there and do it. It's not going to kill me, right? put yourself in danger in an off-road truck at 120 miles an hour. Things can go wrong real fast on the stage. I can live through that, you know, but yeah, the thing about my following on the podcast, and you've probably seen some of this, is that I put out a few shows and people started calling me for advice and, hey, can you do this? Or would you be willing to speak here? My agent for public speaking called me because she heard the podcast and listened to some of my guests. And she's like, wow, your message would really resonate. By the way, the title of my speaking is Live Life Driven. And we'll be launching a website out probably in the next 30 days for Live Life Driven. It's all about my consulting practice. I do life coaching. I've got several clients that I life coach now, and then the speaking engagements. And, you know, for the off-road community, because I know you got a lot of those listeners on here, it's just about, you know, how I've lived my life as an off-road racer and applying those principles in business. You know, and if you think about, you're off the starting line and you're going to do whatever it takes to get to the finish line, especially, you know, those Baja races when there's nobody around, and having the ability and capacity to work on your car through the middle of the night, in the middle of the desert, you know, finding whatever you can, you know, we always laugh at, you know, duct tape and zip ties, but that's the reality, right? Because you want to get to the finish line. And my speaking is about, you know, taking that mentality into your business and completing a job, doing a great job in whatever it is you're doing, and getting to the finish line. You know, oftentimes that's whether that's meeting budget or meeting a goal. So I love talking about that and applying our off-road experience and mentality.
Yeah. Well, I know you're getting cut short on time, Jim, but before we let you go, I know want to really quick touch base on Baja United, which is, I guess, another one of your businesses I know big news coming out of Baja United. Obviously, you guys have the wines. We've talked about that before on air. From what I understand, we're getting pretty close to having the launch of the beer side of things, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because there is we did a crowdfund, and a lot of off-road friends and family jumped in on the crowdfund and have some ownership. I know you're one of those guys, and things are going fabulous. By the way, that's why I got to jump, because I'm meeting the winery that came up to California down in Orange County. It's raining cats and dogs, and my Waze is telling me you better get on the road. But things are going super well on the wine side, but we're launching the beer. We're going to be canning Baja Unidos Cerveza, which is a Mexican blonde, next week, and you can expect to see that as soon as next Friday, hopefully out on some shelves here in Southern California, because I'm going to be there all day while it's being canned, and I'm going to put it in my truck, I'm going to bring it straight to our warehouse and start selling it right away. Very excited about it. You know, we've been waiting, and it's been a much longer process than I anticipated, but yeah, it's going to be fun, so keep your eye out for it. We've got an Instagram account, Baja Unidos Cerveza. A lot of information there that you can find up to date. We're a little bit quicker on that than the websites. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because we're really excited about that.
Awesome. Well, I'm standing here with my hand in the air being like, I'm your first customer. So
pick me, boss.
Pick me. All right, Jim. Well, I appreciate the time, man. Before we let you go, obviously, I know, you know, the answer is yes. People who are tuning into this, I will have a posted link to Jim's podcast where you can go subscribe to that. But where else can people find out info on what you're doing?
Yeah, Jim Riley Racing on Instagram, at Spartan Strong, Spartan Strong at 50 on Instagram, and then Facebook, of course. But please check out the podcast if you can. Subscribe. That really helps. It doesn't cost anything. And then share your comments. We love that. But happy to help anybody for life coaching or consulting, whatever you need. Please give me a call. Jim, thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate every time I'm on.
Yeah, always fun, man. And it's one of those, you and I need to go and just sit down at some point and you know, and do it in person. And I'm sure it's going to be like a two-hour-long podcast. So, I don't know, maybe that's something we plan on at some point, buddy.
Warn your listeners. Yeah, right on. Right. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Jim. Big thanks to my good friend Jim Riley for calling into the show. You know, hopefully you enjoyed today's show. And if you liked it, I'm sure you're going to love the official Lakers podcast on Podcast One Sportsnet. Join Emmy-winning sportscaster Susie Schuster along with producer Aaron LaSalle. And this week, as the All-Star team faces off against the LA Clippers, the Denver Nuggets, and the Boston Celtics. Download the official Lakers podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And yeah, big shout out to Jim Riley. Please check out his show. I do produce it. It's called The Answer is Yes. If you're looking for business influencers, entrepreneurs, and just rad stories from humans who have done epic things, The Answer is Yes is definitely where you want to get locked and loaded. So definitely check out that podcast. Big thanks to betonline.ag, Geico, and our good friends at TrueCar for the support of the show. I'm off to the Mint 400. If you're in Vegas, make sure and swing by. Say hey, check me out. Follow me on at JimBeaver15. Subscribe to Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show on iTunes. And hopefully you guys have a great week. We will see you next week with some more epic, epic guests. Thanks a lot. Be safe. As always, game on.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money.